Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Affluent households are navigating a fast-changing risk landscape with extreme weather, cybercrime, legal system shifts, and rising premiums reshaping how coverage is secured and delivered. At the same time, gaps remain in preparedness, from unprotected valuable collections to uncertainty around exclusions and claims, according to the Private Risk Management Association's latest Private Client Insight Survey. For insurers, these trends underscore the urgency of moving beyond traditional coverage to deliver proactive guidance, specialized solutions, and stronger partnerships with high net worth clients. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other key findings from the survey is PRMA Executive Director Diane Delaney. Diane, welcome. It's so great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lori. I'm excited to be back.
So, Diane, what does the survey reveal about the biggest blind spots that affluent homeowners face in protecting themselves?
So, Lori, that's a great question, because I think the blind spots that the survey revealed for homeowners themselves is probably the same blind spots we have as an industry as a whole. So when we looked at the survey, we saw that 95% of the homeowners responding to this, and affluent homeowners, said that they felt confident in their coverage. But we asked questions in a number of different ways to really kind of pinpoint some of the concerns or what was keeping them up at night. And while that same 95% said they were confident in their coverage, 65% said that they were still worried about exclusions. And that's a huge discrepancy, right? Because we're saying, I'm confident in my coverage, but really at the end of the day, I don't know if it's going to respond the way it needs to. And I think when we look at, you know, the everyday homeowner, when they're putting insurance coverage in place, they feel like I have home coverage, I'm protected. But what we're seeing on the news and how frequent catastrophes are hitting, I think it's starting to plant a seed of doubt in a lot of these homeowners' mind of, am I really covered? And I think as an industry, it's really eye-opening on these blind spots for us to say, where do we have to provide more education so these homeowners do feel comfortable in what they have? Or is it an opportunity to really think about how we can provide additional guidance on risk management programs or additional coverages that they might need?
With extreme weather events and cyber threats on the rise, many affluent homeowners remain unprepared despite these growing risks. How can insurers and advisors better support clients in preparing for these and other exposures?
And what I'll say, Lori, out of the survey is what we can tell is that the intent is there from homeowners, but the execution to protect themselves lags. And I think this is a real big gap in our industry of where we can step in and not only help clients understand which upgrades will truly make them more resilient, but it's how to prioritize those upgrades. Because everything is shifting in our world so quickly between these catastrophic events down to cyber. And I think it's overwhelming for us as an industry. I can only imagine a homeowner. And I think this is a real opportunity for us to truly customize the conversations we're having to each client based on their location or their usage of online platforms. But that's going to be a must for us to maintain and help protect these clients going forward.
And what is the Private Risk Management Association doing? How are you helping your members navigate these challenges and better serve their clients?
Yeah, so you know, this survey was one area of several that we're doing to help support the industry and clients. And, you know, we never want to make the assumption as an industry of what our clients need more of or less of. We have to hear it directly from the client. And this survey was kind of a critical priority that we had to put in place this year to be able to put this in front of the membership. And it's something we'll continually do going forward. But the second part of that, and a big piece of this, like you mentioned, is the education. So for example, we're even planning for our annual summit, which is in a couple of weeks. And that summit brings in a little under 1,000 risk managers from across the industry, where we discuss pressing topics with the expectation that we are not always going to have all the answers, but together as an industry, and we're collaborating with subject matter experts, we're better. So we'll take a closer look at things like lessons learned out of the California wildfires and what does this mean for the future of the industry. We will really get into battling the elements as a whole beyond wildfires. So roofing damages, hail claims, what do we have to know about that? All the way to our clients are traveling, their children are studying abroad. What are those risks that exist beyond what we're seeing in these catastrophic events? And I think that's a big driver of the association being able to support our members with no one has all of the answers. We're operating in times we've never seen before, but the more education and collaboration we can provide, the better we are as a whole.
The survey shows that younger, affluent homeowners are more attuned to emerging risks like lawsuits and cyber exposure, while older generations focus more on traditional coverage needs. Diane, what can insurers do to tailor their strategies to address these differing priorities?
I think the key word there, Lori, that you just mentioned is tailor. We have to tailor the approach we take with each and every client differently, and they have different needs. So it's an understanding in our industry that yes, millennials, you know, they came at an age and an era where lawsuits started to increase and social inflation, nuclear verdicts were on the rise, where when we look at the baby boomer generation, it wasn't as prevalent. They didn't grow up online. So they're less comfortable with those online needs and making the assumption that things are going to happen to me. And I think when we look at the insurance industry tailoring their approach to the boomer generation, it's more about legacy planning for them. It's sharing stories. I think any of us, even us talking on this podcast together or those listening in, you know, if we are fortunate or blessed to have our grandparents around, can share a story of when our grandparents have taken a phone call that they shouldn't and have given additional information that they should not. And those stories ring true of when they say it's never going to happen to me, it is happening to them. So I think we can reinforce that as an industry through these stories of how it's hitting home, but also understand that these individuals are not going to purchase their insurance online the same way the millennial generation would. And I think it's really our shift in conversation with the different generations that we have to make a priority.
With coverage exclusions and difficulty securing policies in high-risk states, how can insurers build confidence and trust with affluent clients?
You know, it is, I think we're all facing this market disruption where it is really difficult to access markets the same way we did before. And it could hurt the trust with clients thinking about how their insurance company can really protect them. But I think when we look at the survey and its revealings, it is clear. There is a lot of concerns out there, and a lot of the concerns homeowners have and that we have are out of our control on a macro level. You know, they're concerned about maybe the political environment, or they're concerned about how much is happening in the cyberspace. But the key here is risk management. And this is a real opportunity as an industry for us to think about how do we shift the way we are having conversations with each of our clients to show how what's happening on a macro level in the world could be protected in our world of insurance? And, you know, from looking at these results, a lot of them are saying, I just want more guidance. I know I have to do more. I just don't know what. And I think it's us, like I mentioned before, it's prioritizing what is it that we have to have with them. And it's getting clients to understand that while you may not have access to the same insurance markets you've had before, there are steps that you can take to minimize damage to your home in the event worst case scenario happens. And I think we have to remind them of that, of yes, the coverage may not be what you've always wanted, but let's take steps to secure your home further in the event something happens.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Passion assets and legacy planning are often underprotected. What opportunities does this create for insurers and advisors?
Sure. I think, you know, passions is such a great opportunity for us to learn more from our clients. And I can't tell you how many times I've had brokers come to me and say, Diane, I know I have to get the client to talk more so that I can understand their needs, but my client doesn't want to talk. However, if a client has a passion, a collection, they'll talk. We just have to give them the opportunity to do that. So I think one, we look at this as a positive in that it's a chance to learn about really their hobbies and how they got into this and what's important for them. But the second piece of that is the opportunity, as you mentioned in your question. You know, a lot of the respondents in this survey said that they want to pass down their collection to another generation. And it's important for us to understand, does the younger generation want the same things that their parents had? But second to that is that legacy planning. You know, if we looked further into the survey, we had a little over 60% of the respondents said that my wealth advisor or financial planner or my attorney looks at my insurance program as a part of my overall financial protection. Well, passions, collections, that's all a part of your financial collection. And it's a great time for us in the industry to think about, how do I sit at the table with the other advisors in my client's life to make sure together we're protecting that piece of their portfolio that they want to pass down.
Diane, looking ahead, how do you see affluent clients' risk management needs evolving over the next 5 to 10 years? And how should the industry adapt?
Sure. You know, I think over the next 5 to 10 years, the affluent client, really any client's risk management needs, it's going to continually become more complex. And it's because we're being influenced by our environment, the technological landscape. Like, I can only imagine in 5 to 10 years what that will look like. But I think the core of their needs and things that we want to focus on would be things like really honing in on our catastrophe resiliency. So it's looking at the solutions beyond maybe what we can get in the admitted market. I mean, some of the things we have our eyes on is, how will parametric coverage come in place for clients? More of these resiliency services will come about to protect them further, the more that technology comes in our space and the more we're learning about these catastrophes. Another part of that's going to be our cyber hygiene education. From last year to this year, what we should be doing from a cyber standpoint to protect ourselves have changed, and that will only progress over the next 5 to 10 years. So as an industry, we have to stay on top of that so we could advise these clients. Third segment's really going to be liability concerns. I don't think that's going away. I think we're going to continually have this lawsuit anxiety. It's going to drive higher demand for increased limits, or more importantly, it's that creative solution. So we're starting to learn more about things like captives coming into place or umbrella enhancements for the policy. And I think that's something we'll want to have our eyes on in the industry and make sure we're aware of how that exists. And I think the last part, and what we're going to see more of, is just this collaboration across the industry. You know, there will be some times that a single carrier or a single broker cannot address a client's full needs. So I think we're going to see more partnerships across service providers, maybe more partnerships across carriers or particular specialists or tech firms that will allow us to really protect the client better going forward. So that's when I look at the next couple of years, that's what my estimation is on kind of where the industry is going and things that we should really keep pulse on for us as individuals in this space.
And how about for the association? Anything new that you can coming about, or anything just looking ahead that you're able to share?
Yeah, so some of the things we're looking at as an association is how are we leveraging AI and technology ourselves? So I think we do a great job in working with our 6,000 membership base on how to have better conversations with clients. But doing a webinar or doing a 1 hour stand-up panel session is only one piece of it. To really drive the change in behavior, we really need our members to try the skills and to practice it. And some of the things we're exploring with some AI tech firms are these AI coaches that we can really train and feed as a potential high net worth client and have our future members practice what they've learned on this AI bot that can come back and coach them. And I think that's critical for the future of our education and learning is to be able to take what we've learned and try it out. So we are in the early stages of this, but it's something I'm really excited about because I think it's new and it's going to make such a difference in how we're taking what we've learned and now applying it with a client. I always say in my classes, we don't want to practice this on a millionaire, but really the best way to practice it is on each other. But more importantly, that bot that is trained so well on how a client may respond to them.
Diane, this has been fascinating. It's been so informative, and it is always such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Same, Lori. Thank you for having me back.
That was Diane Delaney, Executive Director of the Private Risk Management Association. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.